Alright, so it might sound a little weird because I am driving, but I'm hands-free, so don't worry. I've been testing out this Apple Watch Ultra for about, what? Today is Wednesday, so since Sunday, and I gotta say this thing's amazing. Just starting with the battery life, which is fire. I mean, 36 hours, definitely in this low power mode I've been in since like the other day, is A1 steak sauce. I'm at 62% on day two. So I charged it, today's Thursday, so I charged it Tuesday night, used it Wednesday, Thursday, so I'm at 62% on Thursday. But again, that's what I'll be at 24 hours by tonight. I'm on 62%, so we'll see. But one thing I will say is I found, like, because I feel like it was going to happen, you know, where you can find the other watch bands, which I found those on Amazon. So I was like, why not just get those, like, $20 instead of paying, you know, $100 for bands is not logical. But it's been great. It was worth, you know, the money I paid and testing it out, trying it out. So I will say, I mean, knowing Apple, they're probably gonna come out with, you know, the Apple Watch Extreme or the Apple Watch Plus 2 XZ in my life, something like that. But right now, this is satisfying. The fact that I don't have to charge it every night and I still get the same use. And the other thing, me having a cellular watch instead of just a GPS. Now, I haven't technically used just the cellular version yet, like without my phone, because I will say, I wonder why I did miss the texting and phone calls, and after, you know, using the cellular one, I was wondering why I wasn't getting notifications, but now I get it, you know, GPS. So, yeah, it's been lit. The titanium, I mean, you only get one, you know, type as far as the case, so wasn't tripping there. I love the green band. I tried my Pride Edition band. It was cool, but I think I may need to get a smaller size. I think it worked there because I had the 45, and I mean, I've seen a lot of the 45 watch bands work with the Ultra, but just that one, I feel like I need to sell that watch band and get another one. Yeah, and then just get another one, smaller one. But no, this green one is fire. The one I'm gonna get, they have the orange and the black, so try those two. Top problems, I'm gonna get those. And then I'm gonna get the ocean bands. But again, I'm gonna get the ones on Amazon. The ones from Apple. Like, I love the authenticity, but hey, that's serious. And yeah, it's just, I didn't feel like it was worth it right then to do that. So that's the move right now, along with a couple other watch bands. But yeah, you know, it'll be what, a week on Sunday that I've had? Yeah, for a week? No, let's see. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Hold up. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it'll be a week on Friday and I've charged it. Well, technically speaking, I didn't have to charge it twice, but I charged it twice, but that has been bad. But I got Series 8. I mean, with the Series 7, I wasn't really worried about the battery, because, you know, if I wasn't heavily using it, you're still getting at least 2 days. But with the Ultra, just 36 flat and then 60 with the low power mode, like, you know, I kind of forgot I had it on for a second because it just sits there, you know, useful. I will say the Wayfinder watch face, I'm starting to get grow accustomed to. I mean, I do have three different ones, but that one for me has become the go-to right now. Just because of all the complications and interactions for the action button, I put that for my flashlight. And I set up the accessibility mode on the watch, but after using it, I mean, for nostalgia, it was cool, but I realized it was messing up the Apple Pay. Because, like, you have to confirm and everything. I'm just like, I wasn't able to use it, so then I had to restart the watch, software update, and it just wasn't. It didn't seem like something that I want to keep on as I turn that off. Secondly, the Chiefs versus the Raiders. And if I tell you, man, that was the closest game, one of the closest games I've ever seen. I'm like, that was too close. Like, at all. They shouldn't have gone for two. The Chiefs. I get the backup kicker missed, but they shouldn't have gone for two. They should have. Excuse me. They should have went for the field goal. At least secured that extra point. Because I feel like if they would have did that and the game still would have went how it went, it would have been 31-29. So I feel like that shouldn't happen. Travis Kelce, reliable as always, with the 4 touchdowns, fire. I wish McCall wouldn't have injured his ankle because we could have used him. But that last play, when homeboy, I think it was Devontae Adams, I'm not sure, but homeboy caught the ball and, let me backtrack. The fumble. When homeboy tackled Derek Carr. Yes, the Tua situation is, you know, serious, and that needs to be taken into account because a lot of these injuries are happening too early in the season. But that fumble tackle on Derek Carr, bro, when he was definitely on the ground and the ball came out and they still get the ball back to the Raiders, that was faulty. But I'm glad they gave us that catch because that was not 2 feet. Even though they ruled it in, I'm glad they gave us that catch because that saved us. That and the fact that the Raiders wide receivers, like, ran into each other, those two plays saved us. And I'm telling you right now, I got to give props to Derek Carr because that pass, man, I was for sure thinking that pass was going to get intercepted. But I was let pass. I was fire. Yeah, just two quick things. Let's catch up. You know, just to update stuff. Again, it's Talks with TJ and All of Our Thoughts podcast. I want to say it's episode 182, but I'm probably incorrect. So I'm going to say 182. It might be 183. But y'all stay up. Stay lit. Enjoy your Thursday. Football tonight. Just enjoy. Deuce.